elementary, and then we're getting into junior high school, and then eventually high school. Where are you going to high school?
I went to high school here in Tulsa. We moved back here right after the war in 1945, latter part. But I went to Central High School.
Then your father was following his profession, and what job was that or company that brought him to Tulsa?
I have an uncle, my dad's brother, Buckhausen, O.B. Housen. They were going to go into a business together, and I can't remember all the details, but Dad moved back here, and they decided it wasn't a good idea for whatever reason. I think they were going to open a laundromat, if I remember right. You remember back then they had these laundromats all over town? You bring your laundry in and do it and take it. I think they still have them, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Almost nowadays, everybody's got a washing machine and a dryer.
Right.
But back then, they didn't have right after the war because they didn't manufacture as much.
He came to Tulsa because of his brother who was living in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what brought your family here. And then the business didn't materialize.
No.
So then what does your father do?
I don't really remember the company he went to work for at that time, but he went to work.
But eventually PSO.
Yeah, he retired from public service.
Well, it was good that he had that background of being an accountant. He could do that most anywhere. Smart of him to go to business school back in the 30s.
Yeah, because when he retired, at that time, I had started a real estate company, had my own company then. He would come over and do my books for me.
Oh, that's good.
So it worked out good. He kept all my books straight.
How old were you when you came to Tulsa?
Probably about 15, 16.
Okay, and then you went immediately to what school?
We first moved to Coweta. My grandfather's, there's a place in Coweta, it's called Up on the Hill. Big white house, you go into Coweta. The road goes down there and goes around this hill. Big house up there, still there today. Matter of fact, if you go by there, there's a sign, I don't know the people that own it, it's called Housem Hill.
Oh.
A little sign out says Housem Hill.
Yeah.
At that time, we moved into the house there. My older uncle, Jay Housem, who worked for Dansner Oil for 50 years, I guess, he retired in Dansner Oil. That house had stayed in the family. Jay had owned it at that time, and so he just let us move into it. We stayed there for 9 months or so and then moved to Tulsa, and Dad bought a house here. I went to school there for 1 year, ninth grade.
In Coweta, and then when you came to Tulsa?
Went to Central High School.
Tulsa Central. What was your experience at Tulsa Central?
It was fine. You know, I was just going to school.
Yeah. Remember any classmates?
Oh, yeah.
And some names that maybe became important to you maybe later on in life?
Well, there was a few. There's a gentleman that lives in Houston now, John Fries. He lived at 10th in Rockford. I lived at 10th in St. Louis. And we had a friend at 8th in Rockford named Tel Henricks. His mother was a second mother to us. There was like John and me and Jim and Tel and his brother Bob. We hung out with her all the time. We'd get in there and shoot dice up against the fireplace, playing around. She'd get on her knees and play with us. I mean, she was just really a great mother, second mother to us. John is in Houston, but he comes up here once in a while. We go to lunch, and I still communicate with him pretty well. Most of the others are still around, but Jim lives up in Claremore. Bob Gibbons lives still here, but we can't hardly get a hold of Bob. I don't know what's the matter. But high school, we still have a few of us that still communicate, still alive. That's the main thing.
That's exactly right. What year did you graduate?
1950.
What were some of the hangouts? Where did you guys go or drive up and down Peoria or whatever you guys did?
I had a car in my junior year. At the end of my sophomore year, I got a job as a cement finisher's helper during the summer and saved up enough money. I bought me a car.
What was it?
First car I had. 28 or 29 Ford.
And you bought this in the 50s?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a Model A?
Or, mm-hmm.
That was a fun car then, wasn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bought it for like $200, I don't remember. Had a lot of fun with it, yeah.
Were you kind of a mechanic type?
No, if it takes more than a screwdriver and a pair of pliers, I can't fix it.
Kids with you must have enjoyed riding in it, and that was kind of a fun.
Oh, yeah, I'd go by and pick up Tel or John or two or three of us guys, and we'd get the car and run around.
In that old Model A.
Just horse around. We never got in any trouble or anything, but if I look back now, I don't think we did anything very exciting.
Were there drive-ins at that time or
yeah.
hamburger places that mm-hmm. you might have gone to? Remember
yeah.
any
mm-hmm.
names?
Well, they had the Admiral Twin drive-in theater. They had one down between here and Broken Arrow on 71st. Not there anymore. Some of the places that we ate, yeah, there was a couple of drive-ins. The one, I'm trying to think of the name of it, down there on about 11th and Main or Boston.
Was Pennington?
Pennington's was open, yeah. Used to go to Pennington. There's a root beer place on 11th Street. We used to go out there because he hired these high school girls. We'd go out there, and of course, they were real strict with the girls. If you could make a date with one of them, or you knew one of them, you couldn't pick them up there. They took the girls home, and they waited until they opened the door and went in the house, closed the door. Then they could open the door and come back out and get the car, but they made them go in the house. They got through.
No responsibility.
Yeah, there was
then.
No responsibility or anything there. We'd try to make dates with those girls. A lot of fun. Yeah, it was Weber's Root Beer.
What about sports? Did you play sports or anything?
No, I worked my junior and senior year. I worked all my way to school half a day. We had what you call 0 hour, 8 o'clock class. You took your majors and you didn't take physical ed or you didn't take some of the electives. You had your math and your history and your majors.
Right.
Then you could go work, and I worked for Coca-Cola Bottling Company, and I did that my junior and senior year.
What did you do there?
It was in the advertising department.
You worked in the high school, in the advertising department?
Well, yeah, that sounds like it's a big job. What it was, you saw these signs out there, Coca-Cola,
yeah.
And they put them up on grocery stores, big round deals that were mounted on there, and then these billboards be repainted. That was what we did.
Advertising.
That was the advertising department.
Well, you did work for them, so
that's true. It was fun. We'd go out, and it wasn't much fun. I mean, it was hot, 100 degrees outside. But when you're young, it doesn't bother you near like it does when you're older.
Did you feel like you had to work, or did you have a spirit if you wanted to work, or you enjoyed
No, I
work?
Wanted to work and make money.
You were money-driven.
I was. I had two paper routes when I was in Long Beach. I had two papers like they used to have here. You had a morning paper and an afternoon paper, and then on Sunday, the two combined did one paper. I got up and had a morning route, get up at 5, 6 in the morning, deliver the papers. And then when I got out of school, I'd go deliver the afternoon papers. I did that for a while, and then about a year before we moved back and we were living in Long Beach, I worked for a gentleman. He worked out of his house in the garage. He had a big garage, and it was turned into a shop, and he redid these starter deals. Take the old ones apart and redo them.
What were they used for?
For automobiles.
Okay.
And I worked in the shop after school there for at least a year before we moved back.
You were looking for money then?
Mm-hmm. We weren't dirt poor or anything, but we weren't exactly wealthy either. If I wanted something like a car, or not then, I was a little too young, but I wanted things that just weren't things that your family's going to buy me particularly. I had to earn them.
Were you buying clothes or guns or what were you buying?
I don't recall buying anything big. But no, Mom and Dad bought my clothes and my school stuff. It was just more spending money that I saved it up.
The point is that you knew you'd have to go out and earn money if you needed it, and you didn't mind working. You had a work ethic, apparently.
Yeah.